Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a look at the commodity markets. Let's look at the composite trade in Kansas City. March wheat, 8.49 1/4, down 8 3/4. July, 8.63 3/4, down 9 1/4. March wheat in Chicago, 7.92, down 13 1/2. July, 8.09 1/4, down 13 3/4. March corn, 6.93 1/4, down 9 3/4. July, 6.95 1/2, down 10 1/4. December, 6.06 3/4, down 6 3/4. January soybeans, 14.18 3/4, down 18 1/4. July, 13.98 3/4, down 15 1/4. November, 13.12 1/2, down 5 1/2. January soybean meal, 4.30 10, down 6.30. January soybean oil, 48, down 41. December live cattle, 129.32 1/2, down 15. January feeders, 153.22 1/2, down 25. February lean hogs, 86.20, down 37 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker. He is with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
We'll have to see how the day finishes out and how the week finishes out. Soybeans and corn off of their lows from today. But I think, technically speaking, if a soybean contract moves $1.03 1/2 in four sessions, it must have your technical attention.
Well, all of the markets are tracing out fairly negative pictures with this break that we've seen this week. I mean, corn was kind of in the game until we basically broke into new lows for the decline off of the late summer, early fall high, depending upon what you want to call that. This is not necessarily totally uncommon to have weakness in December, but for the most part, I don't like the idea. I mean, seasonally, our harvest lows should be behind us, and we should be in more of a sideways to higher climb as you go on into the winter and then maybe on into the spring months. we just haven't gotten any of that going yet. Corn, basically, since late September, has been kind of in more of a sideways type affair. Soybeans did show a tendency to try to rally out of that middle November low point. Now the market's given back about 75% of that. I think a lot of it is year-end liquidation, you know, in front of Christmas, fiscal cliff uncertainties, whatnot. But we do have some fundamental problems. Corn demand is to the point where you might be able to lower 200 million off of USDA's number, and then that would be added to either feed usage or carry out or maybe a combination of, and it kind of takes the pressure off of the market to ration inventories. Soybeans, at least this week, we've seen some cancellations out of China. That's kind of given us a negative tone. I think the market reads too much into that at times, but it is what it is. And when you see those China cancellation sales, the market is going to react to them in a negative way, just like they react positively to them when they were made. But I think it's not as big a deal as what they say. But the crop is, price actions is acting kind of like a short crop, long tail. But like I said, we need to get into the new year because I do think there's a lot of distortions going on here because of the prospect of higher tax rates, whether it's capital gains or income tax. That's creating a lot of liquidation. But I think someday that money should come back into the market, maybe after the first of the year, and then we'll kind of go from there. The weather pattern, this storm system that's kind of marching across the growing region, is taking a little pressure off of the worries about dry soils. is coming at a time when you normally see weather patterns set up for the winter. So it looks like it's more optimistic than negative that we may get into something a little bit more normal type precipitation levels for the Corn Belt, and we desperately need those when you look at soil moisture levels and drought index concerns and that kind of stuff. So those are the negatives, and the technicals are basically reacting to them, and the technicals are maybe even indicating that the fundamentals are going to continue to side with the bear for a period of time in here.
So, for example, in the March contract, we got into the gap left over in June today. If we fill that gap, what would that suggest, technically speaking?
On the June chart, are you talking about corn chart?
Corn chart March, yeah.
Yeah, we're down into this 4th of July or July 5th gap area. This is a place for the market to find support. It's about like anything on a big run-up like we had last year. There are several gaps to fill on the downside. So, but when you look at the technical momentum indicators, I think both on the March corn chart, probably more so on the lead corn futures chart, I think there's reason to believe that this break that we're seeing this week is being overdone, and the market has a decent probability of at least returning back to the levels that we saw last week. So, but it may take a week or two to unfold. But my guess is a lot of this liquidation will be out of the way here today and tomorrow. And then next week will be fairly quiet. Only have a half-day trade on Monday and no trade on Tuesday, so you kind of got a three-day type deal, and then you got another one of those coming at us on New Year's. So most of the liquidation, I think, will be pretty well complete here today or tomorrow.
So does that mean we come back in the new year, look at the charts then, and try to make some judgments?
My guess is the way I look at it, at least from a technical perspective, that, yeah, the new year has a better chance of at least starting on an uptick than on a downtick at this point because of the liquidation in front of higher taxes and all this kind of stuff. We don't know what the final deal is going to be, most people are preparing for higher taxes, and that's what the market is basically telling us. I think the commodity market in general is telling us that 2013 is going to be a lot of recessionary activities in 2013, not only in the United States but around the world, and I think that's a concern on the demand front.
When you look at this potential recovery after the beginning of the year, Will you see spreads widen on ideas that, you know, we see in form of, say, 99 million corn acres? Does that slow down December 13 as opposed to front months?
Well, I think it'll be difficult for 13 to rally with those kind of numbers out there. That's not to say it can't rally, but, yeah, it's going to make new crop struggle until you maybe get closer to the growing season, and then we'll see, you know, what kind of planting conditions and how quickly the crop gets planted, or if we have delays or still dry weather worries. We still haven't really resolved the problem out west. You know, most of this precip that we're having right now is more of a eastern Corn Belt benefit more than a western Corn Belt benefit. We're still going to have some weather worries, and my guess is that if the market drifts into a winter low, lower insurance guarantees, whatnot, then the market might worry that we're not going to get those 99 million acres planted, and then all of a sudden then the market tries to buy those 99 million back into the picture. So, but all your crop budgets basically depend upon where you look at in the growing regions.
Today,
farmers are going to plant corn.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.